Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Tea is now on the front lines of a global trade war. Canada and the European Union retaliated against the U.S.-imposed tariffs this week by announcing 25% retaliatory tariffs on specific U.S. imports to be enforced in early April. U.S. President Donald Trump immediately threatened to escalate fiscal combat further by threatening Europe with a 200% tariff on exported wine. The EU tariffs on $28 billion worth of U.S. goods, including shipments of Camellia sinensis, take effect on April 1. Canada was granted a month-long reprieve for goods that qualify for preferential treatment, but tea is among the goods targeted for a 25% tariff beginning April 2nd. Shabnam Weber, president of the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada, writes, quote, "Until April 2nd, all products from Canada that meet CUSMA, USMCA requirements have received a reprieve. Because the U.S. has moved forward with tariffs on steel and aluminum, however, Prime Minister Trudeau said that he will not lift the 25% tariffs on $30 billion worth of goods that he announced earlier. That means that Camellia sinensis tea coming in packed from the U.S. will be levied the tariff," end quote. Weber said, "I should emphasize that I have had extensive conversations with Global Affairs, and they define the packaging of tea as a substantial change, meaning that tea brought in bulk to the U.S., packed and then exported to Canada, is a product of the United States and will therefore face a 25% tariff," end quote. Tea Association of the USA President Peter Goji explains that blending and packing tea from any country transforms its origin under provisions of U.S. customs regulations. Quote, "Therefore, I am inclined to believe that the U.S. will apply a tariff after April 2nd as the goods will be considered of Canadian origin," end quote, he writes. It is unclear whether duties on tea shipped from China and packed in Canada would pay duties of 25%, the Canada rate, or 27.5%, the China rate, upon entering the U.S. "In all cases, we recommend that legal expertise be consulted," he wrote via email. U.S. tariffs on EU and Canadian steel and aluminum, effective March 12, triggered the retaliatory tariffs on U.S. products. Tea, specifically HTS 0902, is among the tariff goods, but a breakout of tea alone is not available because the EU groups tea, coffee, mate, and spices in its export totals. Germany is the largest EU trading partner with the U.S. Exports totaled $18.5 million in 2024. The U.K., which is not a member of the EU, exported $19.6 million worth of tea to the U.S. Most of the $34 million worth of tea shipped to the U.S. from Canada last year arrived duty-free. TBiz correspondent Rupa Goswami filed this report on Kenya, where the country's tea industry performed strongly in 2024, with total earnings reaching $1.66 billion, a 9% increase over the previous year. Tea production grew by 4.95%, reaching 598.5 million kilograms. Despite global economic uncertainties and logistical challenges, the country's tea exports increased significantly, reaffirming Kenya's position as the world's leading black tea producer. Kenya exported 594.5 million kilograms of tea in 2024, a 14% increase from 2023. This growth propelled export earnings to $181.69 billion, a slight 1% increase due to lower export prices, which averaged $2.27 per kilo in 2024 compared to $2.47 per kilo in 2023. Pakistan remained the biggest buyer, importing 206 million kilos, followed by Egypt, the UK, the UAE, and Russia. India's imports surged by 225%, reaching 17 million kilos. Last year, Kenya shipped tea to 96 export destinations compared to 92 in 2023. In 2024, the quantity of Kenyan tea offered and reoffered at auction stood at 723 million kilos, including stocks from the previous year. However, only 382 million kilos were sold, an absorption rate of 55% compared to 60% absorption in 2023. The lower absorption rate resulted from higher supply due to increased production. Kenya continued to expand its value-added tea segment, exporting 28.9 million kilograms, a 10% increase over 2023. The UK led demand for value-added Kenyan tea, followed by Sudan, Oman, Somalia, and Yemen. The government removed tax on value-added teas and plans to establish common user facilities and warehousing in key markets to further boost the sector. Specialty teas, including black, orthodox, green, and purple teas, comprised 1.2% of total production, reflecting a niche but growing trend in diversification. Mainland China milk tea chain Chaji will list its initial public offering in the U.S. at an undetermined date. According to a filing notice published by the China Securities and Regulatory Commission, Beijing regulators approved the 6,071 store chain's listing on either the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange. Chaji is backed by venture funds and plans to issue 65 million shares. It is the latest of several IPOs that have funded new-style tea ventures that serve bubble tea, snow-capped tea, milk tea, and fruit teas. The company has opened one store in the U.S. at Westfield Century City, Los Angeles. Chaji reported a gross merchandise value of $1.5 billion in 2023. Funded in 2017 in Yunnan, China, the chain operates relaxed, family-friendly tea houses modeled after Starbucks. The company has 130 million registered members and serves 15 billion cups of tea annually. On March 3rd, rival Meishui raised $444 million from a heavily oversubscribed IPO on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Meishui operates 46,000 locations in 11 countries, more than either Starbucks or McDonald's. As of June 2023, new style tea shops accounted for 57.7% of China's 892,000 beverage outlets. Revenue estimates for the segment are 150 billion won in 2023, and are projected to surpass 200 billion won, that's about $27 billion, this year. Business Insight. Founder Junji Zhang writes that Chaji, quote, is focused not on creating demand, but on discerning and satisfying the expectations of tea drinkers worldwide, end quote. The company announced plans to open stores in 100 countries. There are 150 stores overseas in Thailand, Singapore, Vietnam, Hong Kong, and Malaysia at this time. The firm specializes in raw leaf milk tea without artificial coloring, preservatives, or trans fatty acids. It reports glycemic index values to precisely determine sugar content and has earned an A rating in the Shanghai Nutritional Choice Labeling Program.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.